You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. China's economy stumbled in May with industrial output and retail sales growth missing forecasts, adding to expectations that Beijing will need to do more to shore up a shaky post-pandemic recovery. The economic rebound seen earlier this year has lost momentum in the second quarter, prompting China's central bank to cut some key interest rates this week for the first time in nearly a year, with expectations of more to come. The post-COVID recovery appears to have run its course. An economic double dip is nearly confirmed, and we now see significant downside risks to our below-consensus GDP growth forecasts of 5.5% and 4.2% for 2023 and 2024, respectively, analysts at Nomura said in a research note after the latest disappointing data. Industrial output grew 3.5% in May from a year earlier, the National Bureau of Statistics said on Thursday, slowing from the 5.6% expansion in April and slightly below a 3.6% increase expected by analysts in a Reuters poll, as manufacturers struggle with weak demand at home and abroad. Moving on, Uber said on Thursday it will shut its food delivery business in Italy and exit Israel, where it has not built sufficient market share. The moves were in line with our efforts to focus on markets where we have opportunities for sustainable growth, a company spokesperson said. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi has said Uber will invest only in markets where it can be the largest or second largest player. Uber trails Just Eat and Glovo in Italian food delivery and Get Taxi and Yango in the Israeli taxi and private hire market. The company, which relies on self-employed contractors for its delivery service, said around 50 Uber employees and thousands of non-employee couriers and restaurants would be affected in Italy. It said it will continue to expand its mobility service there, where it works with dispatcher IT Taxi. The company's biggest markets in Europe are Britain, France, Spain, and Germany. Now some corporate news. Adani Green Energy Limited, the renewable energy arm of the diversified Adani portfolio, has been ranked first in Asia and among the top 10 companies globally in the renewable energy sector by ISSESG. AGEL has been placed in the prime B+ band, recognizing its robust ESG disclosure practices and transparency. This milestone takes AGEL a step closer to achieving its target of being rated among the top 10 ESG companies in the world in the electric utility sector by FY25, the company said in a statement. AGEL has also been ranked in the world's top 10 companies in the renewable energy sector by Sustainalytics in FY23. AGEL has 8,216 MW renewable portfolio in India, and its operations provide environmental benefits through its contribution to fighting climate change and by enabling transition to a more sustainable energy system, it said. Over to some news from economy sector. India's palm oil imports declined 14.59% to 4,39,173 tonnes during May this year. But there was a sharp rise in shipments of crude sunflower oil, industry body SEA said on Thursday. India, the world's leading vegetable oil buyer, imported 5,14,022 tonnes palm oils in May 2022. However, the country's total vegetable oil imports declined marginally to 10,58,263 tonnes in May this year from 10,61,416 tonnes in the year-ago period. The share of palm oil is about 59% in the country's total vegetable oil imports. According to Solvent Extractors Association, import of palm oil products increased sharply to 53,48,396 tonnes during November-May period of 2022-23 oil year due to price parity as compared to 37,39,783 tonnes in the year-ago period. In another development, India's exports declined 10.3% year-on-year to $34.98 billion in May this year, the government data showed on Thursday. Imports also declined 6.6% to USD 57.1 billion against USD 61.13 billion recorded in the same month last year, the data showed. Commerce Secretary Sunil Barthwal said headwinds still continue on the global trade front. The Department of Commerce and Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade are working on an export strategy and focusing on 40 countries, Barthwal added. And finally, day's trade news from the Lal Street. The blue chip stock indexes snapped a three-day winning streak on Thursday after the US Federal Reserve hinted at further interest hikes later this year, but the domestically oriented mid-cap index rallied to a fresh record high. The blue chip Nifty 50 index closed 0.36% lower at 18,688.10, while the benchmark S&P BSE Sensex lost 0.49% to 62,917.63. Both indexes are about 1% shy of their all-time highs. 8 of the 13 major sectoral indexes declined. IT companies, which get a significant share of revenue from the US, lost over 0.5% after the Fed kept rates unchanged as expected, but signaled the need for borrowing costs to rise. On the other hand, the mid-cap index hit a new record high, while the small-cap index rose 0.15% to a fresh 52-week high. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.